Just 7 months after becoming Ann Arbor's new police chief, Michael Cox has been placed on administrative leave. And no one is quite sure why, at least publicly. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is Lisa Jackson, chair of the Independent Community Police Oversight Commission in Ann Arbor, formed not too long ago as a conduit for communication between police and the larger community. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Jackson.
Thanks for having me.
What have you heard so far? Can you shed any light on what's going on with Ann Arbor's police chief?
We haven't heard too much. We are largely in the dark. Our understanding that City Council is largely in the dark as well. I did have a meeting with Howard Lazarus on Monday, and he assured me that there was nothing like sexual misconduct or anything like that. So at least we kind of know what's not going on, but it just isn't clear to us what's going on. We haven't heard any allegations, and we can't tell why the chief has been put on leave. And it doesn't seem as if City Council was told either.
And he's on paid leave, right? Indicating that he didn't
Yes.
necessarily do anything wrong?
I do understand that he is on paid leave, although I have no idea if that's indicative of the city's perception of whether he did anything wrong or not.
Is there an investigation into the police chief now underway?
We have been told that there, as of Monday, would be an investigation by some outside firm. Investigating the situation. I don't know if it has commenced or not, but we were told that one would be conducted and that it would be an outside firm, that it would not be conducted by anybody in the city. We asked to learn the name of the firm or who would be conducting the investigation, and Howard Lazarus declined to tell us.
Does that concern you that you are being so left in the dark?
We are very concerned. We are very worried. The chief hasn't been here long enough to do very much that's egregious. And so it's a little challenging for us to kind of figure out what's going on. Because we are the Police Oversight Commission, we are not expecting to have any role in disciplinary procedures or anything like that. But this impacts our work. And we were convened to increase the transparency between the community and the police department. And the degree to which we've been left in the dark is the antithesis of transparency. And we have a responsibility to our community to be able to look them in the eye and answer their questions and let them know what's going on to the degree that we're able. I totally understand HR matters and that there's need for confidentiality. You know, we don't have an HR director in Ann Arbor. The one who left amid the scandal has not yet been replaced. And so I don't know to what degree that influences what's going on, but it is very challenging for us to do our job. It's very challenging for us to be responsive to the community because we know absolutely nothing.
When does the Ann Arbor Independent Community Police Oversight Commission meet next?
We will be meeting on Tuesday, February 18th at 6 p.m. in the basement of City Hall in Ann Arbor. And we expect that there will be quite a bit of community turnout at that time. We know people have lots of questions about what's going on. We're going to continue to, press for answers, and hopefully we'll be able to let people know more than what we know now and make a statement about what we, have learned thus far.
And while you're meeting, I believe City Council is meeting at the same time?
City Council will be meeting at 7 p.m. upstairs in the council chambers in City Hall as well. So they will meet at 6 and they'll meet at 7. And so we expect that people may be participating in both meetings, attending ours, and then heading on upstairs to see what City Council is talking about. Their agenda will be released. It should be published on the city website on Friday.
So not much information to share then about why Ann Arbor's Police Chief Michael Cox has been placed on administrative leave.
No, and I certainly wish we had more information about what's going on. It's very hard to discern that. We have heard so many rumors, and we've been trying to at least get the city to indicate what he is not being charged with because, like it or not, his reputation is at stake, and the radio silence from the city is problematic for the chief in that way, but it's certainly problematic for us as well. And we understand if anything has happened, that should be dealt with. But at this point, it's not clear what, if anything, has happened.
Lisa Jackson, chair of the Independent Community Police Oversight Commission in the city of Ann Arbor. Thanks for sharing what you do know with us here on WEMU. We'll certainly be in touch and hope to help share more information moving forward with this situation.
Thank you so much.